USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The chief of police in Aurora, Illinois, says five people died and five officers were wounded in that mass shooting at a manufacturing facility before the gunman was also killed. Aurora Mayor Richard Urban says his community is hurting.
Our hearts go out to the victims in this horrific tragedy. Our prayers to their families during what I'm sure will be a long and painful healing process. But we will heal.
The gunman, identified as 45-year-old Gary Martin, an employee at the Henry Pratt Company, no motive has been given for that shooting. President Donald Trump says signing a national emergency to get funds for his border wall will help keep unsavory people from crossing the border illegally.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say it's another demonstration of President Trump's naked contempt for the rule of law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Former Republican Governor of Massachusetts Bill Weld says he's ready to challenge President Trump in 2020.
Because of the many concerns I've talked about, I have established an exploratory committee to pursue the possibility of my running for the presidency of the United States as a Republican in the 2020 election.
Weld is critical of Trump, calling him a president who openly praises and encourages despotic and authoritarian leaders, has railed against the very idea of the rule of law, and has failed to call out and denounce appalling instances of racism. Stocks surged on Wall Street after U.S. and Chinese officials agreed to continue trade talks in Washington next week. President Trump in the White House Rose Garden.
We're a lot closer than we ever were in this country with having a real trade deal. We're covering everything, all of the points that people have been talking about for years that said couldn't be done, whether it was theft or anything. The unfairness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Joseph Votel, the U.S. commander who's been leading the war against ISIS, says he disagreed with President Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria and warned that the terror group was far from defeated. Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii tells CNN the troops should stay until the job is done.
Oh, I know that there are troops on the ground. There are missions on the ground happening as we speak right now that are continuing to take out some of those very last strongholds that ISIS has in Syria. Those should be completed, and our troops should come home.
Votel, speaking exclusively to CNN from Oman Friday, said the caliphate still has leaders, fighters, facilitators, resources, so our continued military presence is necessary to continue to go after that network. A legendary American statesman is laid to rest. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Several days of tributes and services for the longest-serving member of Congress in history, concluding on Friday morning, as former Congressman John Dingell was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Dingell, who died recently at 92, had served 59 years on Capitol Hill. On Tuesday, a funeral was held in his hometown of Dearborn, Michigan. On Thursday, a service held in Washington, D.C., where former President Bill Clinton said of the Democrat,
"He understood that the trust he was given as a member of Congress representing his people was first and foremost a job."
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.